cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Stay up to date with your WLW Sports game coverage on Twitter with in-game updates, stats, and photos. Simply follow at WLW Sports. On Twitter, that's at WLEW Sports on Twitter. The USA Patriots entering tonight are 15-4 overall, winning 11 straight games entering tonight. They're 11-1 in league play, the outright Greater Thumb West champions. USA is coached by Mark Gainforth, and his assistant coach is Steve Bone. The Patriots overall score 56.6 points a game, and defensively they gave up 13.4 less at 43.2. So they have an overall advantage statistically by 13.2 points. On the road, USA is 9-3 and victorious in their last seven road games. In fact, they haven't lost a road game since January 29th to Marlette. While away from area of Unionville and Sebring, the Patriots score 56.9 points per game, and they allow 46, so a double-digit Patriot advantage on the road at 10.9 points. So now we ask John Mooney for his keys to a Patriot victory.
Coach Mark Gainforth, his USA Patriots, they do have the tools tonight to blow this game wide open. USA's strength is basically a balanced attack. Great inside game, fantastic outside game. And you know, Harbor Beach cannot simultaneously cover both. Now, the only way the Pats can be derailed is if the tempo becomes faster than their focus. 6 foot, 6 inch senior center, Brennan Ballard. You also have Zach Kramer, another senior, and a sophomore guard, Aaron Sines. They are poised for a big game. You also have another point guard, which is Nick DeSempler, and I believe his calming influence is the key for the Patriots.
For USA's story, 11 straight wins, divisional title, Road Warriors, prolific offense in the second half of the season. That pretty much sums it up in a nutshell. Sitting at 15-4 overall at 4-4, Ryan Brown, our sideline correspondent of WLW Sports, USA has a lot of revenge tonight for the Pirates, pent up after falling to them by one in last year's district championship. Do you feel Mark Gainforth is using that element as motivation tonight?
Yeah, I sure would if I was him. Like he said, they lost by 1 point on a Josh Shelkey buzzer beater last year. And the kids that are on the team, USA's team this year, were a part of that loss. They know what it felt like. They felt the heartbreak. They saw Harbor Beach celebrating yet again for their fourth district crown. I expect Coach Gainforth to kind of mention it. I don't know how much, if they would have religiously pounded in the kids' head, but I guarantee you that he mentioned it in warm-ups.
The USA Patriots have not lost since January 29th on the road at Marlette. Since that point, it's like USA 2.0. They have won 11 in a row, but what's impressive is in the first eight games of the season, the Patriots averaged 48.8 points a game. In the second half of the season, how's 62.2 sound? Any regional manager would be happy with second-half production at that level. Currently on their 11-game winning streak, like we said, with the victory tonight, the Patriots would clinch their first district championship in 5 years. USA has won five straight district titles in 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 2009. The winner of tonight plays on Monday at Beecher High School against the winner of Flint Beecher, the defending state champions, and Flint International at Flint Beecher High School. Time for one more quick break. We are 1 minute away from tipping off here at Lakers as the USA Patriots and Harbor Beach Pirates square off in the district championship on MHSAA basketball.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools, a Michigan Department of Education top 10% reward school. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. And now, not only is it March Madness in high school basketball, but March is also Reading Month. USA Schools wants to remind students and parents to engage in reading opportunities that will enhance thinking and meet English language arts standards. Readers become leaders. Reading is the one skill that everyone needs to learn and that will lead to success in life. Don't forget to visit your local school and community library too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Hello, my name is Gerald Prill, and I'm a candidate for Huron County Circuit Court Judge. Please join me, my family, and my friends this Thursday, March 13th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sebring VFW Hall. This year, Huron County will be selecting a new Circuit Court Judge, and I welcome the opportunity to speak with you about my experience and what I can bring to the Circuit Court. So please join me Thursday, March 13th at the Sebring VFW Hall from 4 until 7 p.m. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Gerald M. Prill Circuit Court Judge.
You're listening live to WLW Sports Coverage with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown from the Thumb Sailor Courtside Seats. Here at Lakers, let's go through your starting lineups. First, for the USA Patriots, technically your home team tonight, a 5'11 sophomore, number 2, Aaron Sines, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Nick DeSimpler. They're your guards tonight, handling the ball. On the shooting guard, a 6-foot senior, Zach Kramer, number 11. Number 31, a 6'1 senior, Hayden Ewald, and the big man down below, number 32, a 6'6 senior, Brennan Ballard. For Harbor Beach, number 10, 6-foot junior, Josh Shelke. He hit that three at the very end of the game last year to get the victory for Harbor Beach. Fourth-year starter, Eli Kraft, number 20, a 5'10 senior, their point guard for Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz, he's small but mighty and can hit the three from the wings, 5'8 junior, number 23. Colin Cook down below, 5'10 senior, but he's strong, number 35. Colin Cook gets the start tonight. And the sophomore, 6'1 sophomore, number 40, Cody Seaman, rounds out your starting lineups for Harbor Beach. It's now time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance Claim of the Game. John Mooney, what is your prediction for tonight?
USA definitely has the tools to do this tonight. I just don't see how they could lose except for one little minor detail. I will never, ever bet against an Eli Kraft-led Harbor Beach Pirates. It is going to be the Pirates 54, USA 53.
Ryan Brown, your thoughts?
Now, if this game goes into overtime, I won't be upset, but I got Harbor Beach 64, USA 62.
And I'm predicting Harbor Beach 59, USA 55. Las Vegas has Team USA favored by mere 2.5 points on the night. Both teams huddling up. Harbor Beach Island coming out in their black uniforms. USA in the whites. Can't get much more better than this.